This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 313 for Friday, March 21st. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Friday morning, seeing some follow-through selling after yesterday's downturn. Canola down 3 to over $5, May down 5.20 at $567.50 per ton. A soft tone in the Chicago soy complex contributed to the weakness, with Malaysian palm oil also lower overnight. However, European rapeseed is stronger on the day. Tariff uncertainty continues to overhang the canola market as Chinese tariffs on Canadian canola oil and meal came into effect yesterday, and broad U.S. tariffs are set to come into place at the beginning of April. Canola does remain attractively priced, though, compared to other global oilseeds, and that is keeping some end-user buying interest underneath the market. Canola exported just under 200,000 tons of canola during the latest weekly reporting period. That brought the crop year-to-date total to 6.5 million tons. That compares with only 3.7 million by this time last year. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures are lower, while wheat is mixed. Soybeans remain pressured by the advancing Brazilian harvest and lack of any major weather concerns out of Argentina for the time being. The May soybean contract down 7 cents at 10.06 per bushel. The USDA will release its planting intentions report at the end of March, and pre-report positioning is accounting for some activity. Early expectations are for a cut to U.S. soybean acres from last year and an increase in corn. Quarterly stocks data will also be released at that time. Corn, it is trading to both sides of unchanged, but lower in most months now, seeing a correction to end the week after moving higher yesterday. The May contract down 6 cents at 463 per bushel. Wheat, meanwhile, correcting the other way after declining yesterday. Minneapolis spring wheat up a penny in the May contract at 6.05 per bushel. Kansas City up 3 cents in the May contract at 5.89 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat, though, backing away from earlier advances, down 1 cent now in the May contract at 5.56 per bushel. Ongoing weather uncertainty across the U.S. plains did remain somewhat supportive. Yesterday, the International Grain Council upped their call for global wheat production this year by 2 million tons, now at 799 million tons. Meanwhile, the upcoming wheat crop is expected to be 8 million tons above that, at 807 million tons. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, March 21st. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.